Welcome to the Mom Manual. Motherhood doesn't come with instructions, but it should. We are on a mission to highlight ordinary moms doing extraordinary things to build the ultimate mom manual. Every week, I have the distinct honor of speaking with women about the lessons they've learned and the inspiration that got them to where they are today. Join us for a conversation that will spark creativity, provide actionable tips, and celebrate the ordinary and extraordinary moments of motherhood. The Mom Manual starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mom Manual. I am Tara Williams, your host. I have another amazing guest for you guys today. This is going to definitely be a fun one and one to get out your notebook and your pencil because we are going to have all the tips for you guys. Today on the podcast, we have Kate from That Crunchy Mom Kate on Instagram and TikTok. She is going to teach us all the things on how to have our kids be healthy, but not be crazy and overboard. She's also a mom to a five-year-old boy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
I am so excited for you to be here. I think we have the most fun when we bring on influencers, or is that what we're calling them now? Influencers or no?
I guess. I don't really know what I call myself. Like when people ask what I do for my job, I'm like, I'm on the internet.
Yeah. You're like, I create things and I influence people. I mean, influencer. Yeah. You've already influenced me on a few of your recent posts. I was prepping for our podcast and I was like, oh, Alani, I love their pre-workout. I didn't know they had a protein shake. Like, tell me all about it. But Kate, tell us, we want to hear your whole story. So how you got started, how you got into healthy food, how you became an influencer slash creator online and on TikTok. Tell us all the things.
Okay, so I became a mom unexpectedly my senior year of college. Right. Before that, I was like a college softball. I played college softball. I was an athlete. I like ate healthy-ish. Like I loved like getting protein bars or, you know, lifting weights, but I didn't really like think of ingredients at all. So I became pregnant and I kind of just like switched my whole lifestyle around because I was like the classic like college student. We drank a lot. We ate out a lot. Like I wasn't living a healthy lifestyle. So once I got pregnant, I kind of just like stopped all the bad things I was doing and kind of started looking into my health. I didn't really start looking into my health though until I became sick with like chronic symptoms. So I was experiencing like extreme anxiety to the absolute max, to the point where like I was feeling like out of body 24/7. I was tired all the time, no matter what. Even if I got 12 hours of sleep, I just like could not function. I had really bad brain fog. I just had all these crazy symptoms. Nobody could really figure out what was wrong with me. And I was like, I seriously can't live this way. Like and I was still pregnant at the time, but I was like, I can't have a baby. Like I can't even take care of myself anymore. And doctors couldn't find me answers. They like ran blood tests and they're like, everything looks perfectly fine. Like maybe you're a tiny bit anemic, but besides that, like everything is fine. You're okay. Like it could just be in your head. You're nervous. And I was like, no, something is totally wrong. Like, yeah. But like they told me I was fine. So I was like, there's nothing I can do because they were just like, get on anxiety medicine, get on depression medicine. But I was like, that's not helping. I tried it, didn't help. So I got off of it and I was just like living my day-to-day life just to get to the end of the day and go to bed. So I didn't have to like essentially live anymore.
And Kate, you were like 20 at this time, right?
Yeah, I was 22 when I got pregnant and then I was 23 when I had him.
Okay.
So we had just graduated college when I had him.
Yeah. But you're young. That's the point. Like you are a young person. I mean, you're young right now, obviously.
Yes.
You are very young, like having these horrible symptoms.
Yes. So yeah, essentially I feel like my early 20s were like really robbed from me. So I had my son and then I just started feeling like these pulls to not do what everyone else was doing. Kind of just like my mom intuition was kicking in. I had some friends who kind of had me go down rabbit holes of like ingredients and, you know, my baby's products and all these things. And that's just when like my wheels started turning and I was like, holy cow, everything I'm doing, like essentially there's another side to things where we can like live a cleaner lifestyle. And it was just kind of like mind blowing to find all the products just because they're on shelves doesn't mean that they're safe. And all the food that's on the shelves doesn't mean it's safe. So I really went down like a huge rabbit hole and I completely switched over our entire lives from like baby products to diapers to the foods we're consuming, all of that kind of stuff. And then I found like the world of holistic living, I guess. And I was able to find a naturopath in my town, and like she ran tests and they found out like I had extreme levels of mold in my body. Thyroid was out of whack. My nervous system was completely shot. My adrenals were so bad. Like, that's why I was feeling all these symptoms. But when I gone to Western doctors, they were just kind of like, yeah, labs look good. Like, you're fine. But when the naturopath ran like more intensive labs, they like were able to find exactly what was wrong. And then I worked with, by the grace of God, I had found someone who specialized in nervous system regulation, and I like worked with her, and she completely, like, the best way I can describe it is like reset my nervous system. So I stopped having all these symptoms. I got on all these supplements, and like, I'm 100.
Okay. So everyone who's listening, I'm sure, is going to be like, whoa, wait, where do I go? What are the tests? What did you take? Can you break it down a little bit further?
Yes.
With a naturopath. Like, if I were to look on Google, that's what I'd look up.
I literally Googled naturopathic doctor near me. And that's how I found them.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Everybody write that down. I actually too went probably 2 years ago to, but she's not called that. She's called something else. Is there another name for it?
They could be like holistic practitioners, naturopathic doctors.
It will come to me. She has a slightly different name, but it's the same thing. She practices more of, it's a combination of Western and Eastern medicine though. So it is looking at resetting, because one thing that I had that was like, I had a lot of what you had, was adrenal fatigue, which is not medically recognized in the United States by like an MD, right? Like what you would think of as
a Western doctor.
Yeah, just like a regular doctor. But yeah, so it's not recognized. Like it, but it is so real. Like, it is such a real thing. So my body was just in fight or flight so constantly. You know, I have 4 kids. I am in my now, I guess, late 30s at the time, you know, maybe mid 30s. I also have this business I'm running, which is incredibly stressful. And we have all these different stressful moments. I don't have a big enough team, you know, so it was a lot of factors where I could just lay that out for people and they'd be like, yeah, you probably have a high level of stress. And so, yeah, I had adrenal fatigue, and same thing. She got me on like a combination, and within like 3 months, I felt amazing. And I've felt amazing since. But you Googled holistic doctor near me. So that's step one. Step two, do you remember the test you did?
I did the Dutch hormone test. I did the Dutch complete test. I did the oats test. I think oats might be. Yeah, I did the oats test, and then I did the HTMA hair analysis test.
Okay. The one I did, I don't know what it was called, but I just like spit into like a little vial, and it was over like one day. And I did it. It was like morning before a drink, and then like eat, you know, like 5 times in a day. And that was what was able to give all the panels. So tell me, like, Dutch oats and the hair one is the hair, but what are the other two? Is it blood work or?
No, Dutch is urine. So you take, I think, 5 samples in a 24-hour period, I believe. So like right when you wake up, 2 hours after you wake up, like lunch, dinner, and then in the middle of the night, if you wake up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and then you send those in. And then the other one, that oats is connected into the Dutch test, and I'm almost positive.
Okay.
And that's the organic acids test. But yeah, those were the ones that kind of gave us like the direction of like, okay, you have literally like no estrogen, you have no progesterone, you know, your adrenals are non-existent. And then we were able to go from there. And I don't know if I mentioned this or not yet, but I literally went back to school to become a doctor of naturopathy, because I was like, I feel this, I know other moms are suffering out there and aren't getting the answers they need. So I can actually take on clients starting next week, which I'm really
amazing. Okay. This is very timely. This podcast will be up right around then. Congratulations. That's huge.
Thanks. Yeah. So I'm excited, because I just felt such a call to, like, I know other people have to be, you know, experiencing symptoms and they're not getting answers, but like if you're a mom listening to this podcast and you feel like you have no hope, I promise you, and you feel like there's, you know, you've exhausted all your options, I promise you, there are thousands of other options that you haven't exhausted, and you can get to the root cause and heal. Like, there's just, yeah.
Well, I think the craziest thing is the brain fog. Like, I used to just like slough through my day every day. And it wasn't, I don't want to say like as bad to compare our journeys, but I wasn't to the point where I was like, I was just trying to get through my day, but I was like tired all the time. And my brain, I felt like, was not clear ever. And now my brain is clear every single day. Like, I never have a day where my brain is not clear. I mean, it's like that afternoon slump. Sure, if I don't, you know, I prioritize sleep. I have started doing yoga and Pilates. Like, I am making other lifestyle changes. None of these are medications. They are vitamins. It's a vitamin mix. So I like that too, because I'm like, growing up, I remember my mom was like, don't ever go on antibiotics, like, ruins your gut, you know, like, so I'm just very against pharmaceutical type things. Obviously, if you need them, you need them. But, you know, if you could do a natural, that's definitely like my choice. And then, but you also layered on the food. I'm not quite there yet. I have like the physical stuff. I have the vitamins, but educate us, Kate, on all the food stuff. So how did that like mix in with your, you know, getting to the natural path and then making the food changes?
Yeah. So I got more like conscious of ingredients after, actually, I had already been conscious of ingredients before I found the naturopath. That was kind of like when I had my son and we were experiencing all these symptoms. I kind of had started like researching myself. So the first thing I did to cut out of our diet was like seed oils. So they're really easy to spot in foods. They're literally in like 99% of foods. So those are things like sunflower oil, canola oil, safflower oil, all those types of oil. So I tried to like limit and cut those out at first, and then like food dyes. So those are super easy to spot on ingredients labels. They'll literally say a color. So like blue, red 40, those ones. So I started to cut those out as well. And it's just crazy, like a night and day difference on how you feel when you aren't consuming these ultra processed foods. And I think people think it's an extreme of all or nothing. And that's not what I'm about. When my son was little, though, I thought for sure I would never let him have, you know, food dyes or seed oils and all that. And then when he got to about age 3 and like, you know, we were hanging out with friends who didn't eat the same as us, or we started to get invited to birthday parties, I was like, okay, I have to allow this, because if I don't, one, he's going to have a bad relationship with food. And two, he could have a bad relationship with me because he's going to feel like he has to sneak things, or like, oh, my mom doesn't let me have this, you know? So that's kind of where my mindset shift happened, where I was like, okay, the foods I bring into my home, those are going to be nourishing foods for the most part. If we're at the grocery store and he wants to try something new, sure, grab it. But it's not like a weekly thing we're bringing in. And then like at birthday parties or friends' houses, I don't care. You can have, you know, what you want. Like, it's not
M&M's and a piece of, And that's very similar to how I was raised. My mom is a dental hygienist. So she was more on the, just the teeth side, and knowing the erosion that things like gummies and really like any, it sounds terrible, but anything that's marketed to kids that is pre-packaged is not good for your teeth for the most part. So every day I'd go to school and she always cut me like red peppers, or I'd have cucumbers. And I'm like, mom, like, I want the gummy bears. I want the fruit snacks. Like, this is, and like, I'd have like water. I'm like, I want the drink. Like, you give me the, and she also had me pack a toothbrush that I had to brush my teeth after lunch in the bathroom. So it became a whole thing that everybody started brushing their teeth. I am a trendsetter, but I mean, it was, yeah. So probably similar to your son, where it's like, for the most part, super healthy, but she was never like, you can't have that. You can't have candy. You can't have, like, you know, if it, because I agree with you. If you do that, then it's like when you say you're going on a diet, like, mm-hmm. I can control myself with eating. I'm not like out of control. But the second I'm like, oh, I'm going to start a diet on Monday, I'm like, oh, I need a cake. Like, where's the pizza? Like, it's like all you can think about, because you can't have it. So I love that you have that balance for your son.
Yeah, I think it's so important, especially like, yeah, nowadays and on the internet. And I think some people can be so extreme. And then like, if you're trying to start out your healthy lifestyle, you're like, I can't do that. And it's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be all or nothing. Just make small changes. And a lot of people message me and they're like, okay, where do I start if I want cleaner ingredients? And I'm like, if you want to start out super slow, just maybe swap out, like, let's say for breakfast, you guys are eating cereal every day. Just change your breakfast items and like, don't worry about lunch and dinner for now. Just like, try to get a healthy breakfast foundation. And then as it gets like easier to do, then you can start, you know, working on lunch and dinner. Like, it doesn't have to be 0 to 100.
Right. And so one of the things that we had on our takeaway list today, Kate, was reading the label. So you already mentioned like the seed oils, the colors, but when you say read the label, like, do you literally mean like, pull the label up and like search through each word? Or, I mean, I can't even think of what a label looks like right now. Like, how do you see that?
So I'm like complete opposite of what most people do. I think most people grab a package and they immediately look at the calories or like the sugar or the fat or the carbs. I couldn't tell you the last time I like turned a package over and looked at the macro side. I am always looking at like the micronutrient side. So I'm looking at the literal ingredients. For example, if I was looking at a bag of chips, my go-to bag for chips is like Siete brand because they use avocado oil instead of, you know, canola or sunflower oil. So I'm flipping whatever I'm holding over and I'm reading the actual ingredients, which I think people should get in a habit of instead of flipping stuff over and reading, you know, the calories, which can be important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like never look at what you're eating, but I think if we start to focus on the micronutrient side of things,
the calories don't matter as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially.
I remember in high school, I tried all the diets and I was doing something and it was like, you could have like 100 calories. And then I remember me and my friend were eating like the white bread hot dog buns. Cause we're like, oh, well, this one's only 100 calories. And I'm like, it's like 100 calories of just garbage, nothing. Like, it's not even going to fill you up. So yeah, I love to look just like you, or even, I mean, I don't look at the labels as much, but focus on, you could eat like 400 carrots. Like, it doesn't matter, right? Because it is healthy versus the calories on that could be one candy bar that's going to be less healthy. So just reading micronutrients and beyond the seed oils and the colors, are there other red flags that you see?
Yes. So like fake sugars, like sucralose or aspartame. Those are two that I look out for a lot as well. If you're looking at a bag of chips, for example, and you don't know what the word is, put it back. Like, it's most likely you're not supposed to be consuming it. That, and like, if I flip something over and it has, you know, 60 ingredients in it, I'm like, no, we don't need all those additives.
And now this is actually kind of a silly question, but we're just talking about like pre-made things here, right? So obviously oranges, apples, whatever, like the organic stuff, there is no ingredients on that. So you're only really looking at labels on things that are like pre-packaged, pre-made, pre-put together, right?
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
Oh, no, you're fine. And then like for like produce, for example, like a lot of times I try to get like, if we're grabbing apples, I'm grabbing organic if I can. If I'm grabbing, you know, potatoes, I'm trying to grab organic if I can. But if I'm grabbing something like watermelon, it doesn't really bother me as much because, you know, we're not eating the outside.
Yeah. Right? What about meats? Like, I know the big thing that my parents, my dad is very into this stuff. And he was like, it has to always be organic for milk and any meats, because if not, they're like injecting hormones into the meat and the milk. Like, talk to me about that.
Yeah. And they can also be feeding the animals like GMO foods. Mm-hmm. So preferably we stay away from that. But if you're just starting out and you're like, I need to budget, I can't afford that, don't worry about it. Like, it's better to grab a package of, you know, ground beef that's not organic than it is to grab a can of soup or, you know, something ultra processed. Like, it's okay if you can't buy the organic, but preferably I do look for like grass-fed, grass-finished organic beef. And I like to get it from our local farmer. I find it's a lot cheaper to buy in bulk. So we get like an eighth of a cow or a fourth of a cow. It's so much cheaper because it comes out to like $5 per pound. And you're getting like $5 steaks, essentially.
I've heard about this. Okay, how do you do that? You're saying that like it's just a commonplace thing. Like, oh, the local farmer.
Yeah.
How do you figure that one out?
Okay.
Yes. Google local farmer near me.
That or ask your local mom Facebook group. I swear they always have the hookup. Or just like, I also got a sheet from my naturopath at the time. Yeah. She just had like local farmers to support, local places you could like grab dairy, all of that kind of stuff. So really by word of mouth is where I find a lot of stuff near me.
Today's episode was brought to you by Dreamland Baby. I want to introduce you to a product that hundreds of thousands of parents use to help their baby sleep, the Dreamland Baby Weighted Sleep Sack. Hi, I'm Tara Williams, host of the Mom Manual and founder of Dreamland Baby. When my son Luke was 6 months old, he was still waking up every hour and a half. I was completely exhausted, frustrated, and at my wit's end. Sound familiar? my solution to create a gently weighted sleep sack that babies can safely wear to help them feel calm, fall asleep faster, and stay asleep longer. The award-winning, doctor-approved Dream Weighted Sleep Sack and Swaddle features our proprietary CoverCom technology, evenly distributed weight from your baby's shoulders to toes, to help naturally reduce stress and allow your little one to feel relaxed and sleep soundly. If you're struggling to get your baby to sleep for longer stretches and go down easier, you're not alone. This product was a game changer for my son and can be for your family too. And right now, we've got a special discount exclusive to Mom Manual listeners. Use code MOMMANUAL15 at checkout to get 15% off site-wide. Isn't it time for you to invest in rest?
I'm a big Costco person. We have 4 kids, my husband and I, like feeding a family of 6. What do you think on Costco stuff? Because I've heard some not good stories about Costco vitamins when I made this big shift. And now I'm like, oh, is it the Costco meats too? Because they do have that, like the grass-fed organic.
Yeah. So if Costco has organic grass-fed meat, that's awesome. Mine personally doesn't. So I don't always buy their beef. They do have organic, but I just get iffy about Costco's meat, honestly. But like, if that is your only option, grab it. Don't worry about it. Like, I just don't want people to overcomplicate things. I try to get from local farmers or like brands I really trust from my local grocery store. But if Costco meat is what you can do and what's attainable, more power to you. I think that's totally fine.
Well, your whole philosophy is like something is better than nothing. Like it doesn't have to be, you don't have to go completely vegan or completely organic or complete, like do whatever you can to like move in this direction.
Yes, exactly. Like anything you can do to slightly move the needle towards like better health, I'm all for. It doesn't have to be like throw away everything in your pantry today and, you know, only buy these things. No, like if you run out of something, grab a better choice option, you know?
And that's again, I just feel like this is exactly like a diet, right? If you say, I'm going to start restricting calories and only eat like certain food, like you will fall off so quickly. But if you can start layering things in slowly over time, another thing that I have heard about making changes like this is actually instead of taking away, layer on, right? So instead of saying like, I'm no longer going to eat chips, still eat your chips, but layer on eating an apple every day or a bit, you know, whatever it is. And that's a lot easier than to get your end result. And it feels more positive than trying to take stuff away. It's more like you're not going to just burn out and all of a sudden go to a buffet. I mean, you can maintain it.
I was going to say like when my son asked for a popsicle, okay, you can have the popsicle. I buy like dye free ones, you know, the popsicle, but I'm going to add something else on there with it. Like maybe a beef stick, you know, a Paleo Valley, like beef stick or a chomp stick or something like that. So we're kind of like not having the huge sugar rush, but he's still getting the thing that he enjoys. So I'm not taking away, I'm just adding on something, another healthy option with it.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. So just switching gears to how to pick better choice options for our kids. Like, is there specific kid-friendly things? You just mentioned 2 brands, but like snacks that you make for him that's a go-to, or, you know, for everyone who's listening that's like, I have all my notes out here. I have the 5-year-olds and then 9, 10, and 11-year-old, and they just want to eat crap all the time. And so it's really hard to prepare, you know, vegetables and cut them up and wash them. And so like, yeah, grab the chips. It's easier. But tell me how you feed your son healthy.
Okay, so I will just make things that like most people love. I just make them with better choice ingredients. Like one of our go-tos for lunch is quesadillas. So I'll use like Siete brand tortillas, and then I'll use like Tillamook cheese or Kerrygold cheese. I'll grate that up myself. I'll cook them in butter on the stove. So he's still getting like healthy fats, a lot of like vitamins and minerals and nutrients from the butter, all of that. And then like, if your kids will eat deli meat, I'll grab the Costco's organic, I forget the brand name, but they have like an organic deli meat. So we get that a lot. It's the turkey. That's such a better choice option than like regular deli meat. That's one of our go-tos. And then I'll cut up like maybe some apple slices or, you know, strawberries, that type of thing. And if he wants, I don't know, a bag of chips or something, like we'll do the Siete brand again or Boulder Canyon. I just try to implement better choice options.
Yeah. Okay. So Siete brand, tell us about them. You said they don't use the oils. That's why you like them.
Yeah, they use avocado oil, which I love. And their ingredients are pretty minimal.
Okay. Yeah, minimal ingredients. What are some other brands that are like go-tos for you?
We love Scout bars. They are like, if you've had Lara bars before, they're
Yeah.
like kind of that texture, but they're really small. So they're like kid size. They have so many different flavors like chocolate chip, they have brownie, strawberry, blueberry, all different flavors. We love to get those. We keep those in the car for like quick on the go snacks. Paleo Valley has really good meat sticks that are like 100% grass fed, no nitrates. They also have some like superfood bars, so like some protein bars that we grab from there.
Well, here's a question. So there's, I'm trying to think of the brand. Oh, Kevin's. Kevin's.
Yes.
Yeah. And they do have stuff at Costco. So is that going to be the same that you would get if you bought Kevin's from, you know, Whole Foods or wherever? Or do they make like different versions?
No, it's the same. Sometimes I'll grab those from Costco. Sometimes I grab them from like Fresh Time. They're way cheaper at Costco, though. It's definitely a bang for your buck.
Yes. And they have them in like family size because I would get them. One of my girlfriends loves them and I'd buy them every once in a while from Whole Foods, but they were such a tiny portion that I have to buy two. So Costco is nice for that. I'm a big Costco girl, love Costco, but I am hearing like worse and worse things all the time. People are like, oh, like, don't want to buy that. Don't want to buy that. I'm like, oh geez. Okay. Paleo Valley. So those are kind of the top ones then.
Yes, those are like our go-to everyday staples that I find we're always grabbing. Another brand is Lesser Evil. They have really good
Oh,
popcorn
yeah.
and
Yes.
little puff things. Those are really good. If like moms are looking for pouches for kids, I love Once Upon a Farm and Serenity Kids. Those are both really good ones.
Yeah. No, I love that. And just having like where they still can have, I mean, I think it's even like we were looking at hot dogs, right? Which is inherently, you're like, that is not healthy. But there are like healthy versions of hot dogs. There's healthy versions. So, like you said, it doesn't have to be that you can never feed your child a hot dog, but just try to find like the best option of it. With that being said, though, I do think, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, sometimes it's like something slapped on organic, but it doesn't really mean it's healthy. Like we think it, or, you know, the yogurts that are like, oh, 100 calories. Well, when you look at it, you're like, okay, that's for half the cup. Like, obviously, I'm going to eat the whole thing, or it has fake sugar. So, tell us about when people are looking at labels, what are the like trick things that you should be aware of where maybe the manufacturer is making it sound healthier, or you think it's healthier, but it's really not?
Yeah, a lot of, and I fell victim to this 100% when I first started. Like, I thought if it said organic, like we were good to go, nothing bad in it. But a lot of things that are organic on packaged foods still have like food dyes and stuff. Or I'm sorry, no, not food dyes. Anything organic does not have food dyes, but they have seed oils, which is tricky because that is like the one thing that I look out for. So yeah, you still, even if it's organic, sadly, you still have to like flip it over and read the labels to make sure, you know, there's no like seed oils in there. But anything organic is dye-free, which is nice.
Got it. Got it. Okay, that makes total sense. Any like last thoughts on things that people should look out for that they should know?
I feel like we covered it all, but I just love prefacing like it's not all or nothing. Take it as slow as you need to go. You don't have to swap your whole life over at night. Like small changes really do add up and it's kind of a snowball effect and will make huge changes in the long run, but you know, it has to be sustainable for you.
Yeah. And Kate, where can everybody find you? And then also tell us about your new venture of starting your own natural path practice. Is that what we're saying? Yes.
Yeah. You
So
can
excited.
find me on Instagram. I'm most like active on Instagram, especially like in stories and stuff. I post daily though as Reels. You can also find me on TikTok. And then I am going to start seeing clients virtually with my own practice. That will start next week, the first week of March. You can sign up for that through my Instagram. I'll have like a link in my bio if you want to do one-on-one coaching. I'm really excited to like help other people and, you know, just give them hope that like you can heal and you can, you know, overcome what you're going through. And it's, you don't have to be like I was, where I was just waiting to get to the end of the day so that I, you know, could stop feeling the way I was feeling.
Oh my gosh, I love this conversation, Kate, and I am so excited for you. I am here for this. I have seen the personal transformation in my life by just balancing, like getting on the right fish oil and the right, you know, adrenal gland type things. And then obviously eating healthier is going to be the number one thing you can do. Even I think beyond, you know, when people are looking to lose weight, it's always like, oh, I'll, you know, work out more, like food is the base of everything, and sleep too. So you got to do all the things. But I love your perspective on this. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.